Tonight, though. Tonight, I'm watching TV, though. Hey, tonight is the night, huh? Your skin's gonna be on. I'll be sitting there with my forecast firmly planted in front of the set. I will have no interruptions. I will have no nothing. No nothing. Because Estelle is out of my life. You see, Estelle used to hate for me to watch the Redskins. I don't know why. Maybe it was because it was a peaceful time in my life, an escape. For 3 hours, I could just sit there and lose myself in athletic competition statistics. So I could share with my friends a feeling of team camaraderie. It was just an escape, and Estelle apparently hated to see me relax. Because the second the game would start, Estelle would come sit down next to me and say, "Honey, I think it's time we talked about our relationship." I'd say, "Estelle, not now. Can't you see I'm watching the game?" And she'd say, oh, I see. A football game is more important than the rest of our lives together. I understand, huh? I understand. She said, "Well, let me tell you something. You're not living with Joe Theismann, but you're living with me. And if you know," I said, "Estelle, will you shut up? Shut up! You could have talked this all week long. You could have talked this all week long. But now we were watching your TV shows. We were watching Allison One Day at a Time and Three's Company. And now I want to watch my show. And now you want to talk about a relationship. Well, why did you want to talk about a relationship then, huh? 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 Yes, sweat hog wench," she said. "You're not supposed to call names. It says here in the Art of Artistic Arguing that you're supposed to not call names." I said, "Shut up! Give you that book. But a way to send our channel. Just shut up. Can't you see I'm trying to watch the game? Can't you see I'm just trying to watch the game? I work all day long. I put up with a lot of guff at work. Yeah. I fight the traffic to come home. And all I want to do for 3 hours is sit in peace without guilt and watch a little TV. Is that hard for you to..." She said, "Honey, you're hyper." I said, "Shut up. Hyperventilating your face. You're stupid. Unbelievable. Before I know it, her head is snapping back and forth on her shoulders, and I know I should have hit her, but Lord knows, God forgive me, it felt good to grab that stupid, ugly face and say, and she reeled back against the coffee table, and before I knew what was happening, I became aroused. Seeing the little trickle of blood out of the corner of her mouth, I became aroused, and she became aroused, and she aroused such a beast in me, and so I took her there on the coffee table. As the Redskins went for fourth and long, I took her there. I took her there in the coffee. Oh, sure, I was still watching the TV. I mean, I wasn't that into it. But she didn't see the TV. I did. I was watching the TV. Oh, it was one of those savage couplings. There was no tenderness. I took her wantonly, vindictively, hungrily, brutally, angrily. Aftermath. She looked at me and she said, "Honey, I just want to say that that was awesome. I just want to say that that was awesome. You've never used that 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It was kind of like a rhythm you had. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I said, "Oh, that. That must have been when everybody was yelling, block that kick you. Block that kick you.
The place company.
They're so good.